Hello and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Presbyterian Church located in Evansville, Indiana. We are a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's great to have you here with me for a Monday, October 17th, 2022. This is edition number 11 of season 6 as we continue working our way through the book of Exodus. This morning we come to Exodus chapter 11. Very brief chapter, but one of importance nonetheless. Let's pray together first, and then we'll consider this chapter together. Our God in heaven, as we come before you on another day, a day that you have ordered, a day that you have designed for us, we pray that we would serve you in it, we would do your will. We thank you for your word that gives us the instructions as to how to live before you. We pray that you would be gracious to us in this time, that you would give us your spirit, that we would understand these things. We pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Exodus chapter 11 really sets the stage as the foundational chapter that leads us right into chapter 12, which we'll take up in the Tuesday edition of the morning devotional. But for now, simply put, chapter 11 really gives the introductory threat of a final plague that is going to befall Egypt. Now, you remember that the ninth plague was the plague of darkness. And there, darkness covered the entire land. It was a darkness that could be felt. It was a darkness that was very clear. I think I used the illustration that you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. It was so awful. And this, of course, precedes the threat of the final plague, which leads to the Passover celebration or the Passover feast. But what is important to see here between the ninth plague and the tenth plague is the connection that is given and demonstrated to us in the New Testament. Now, in Luke chapter 23, beginning with verse 44, we read it was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now, we know that the events that led to the crucifixion of Christ happened during Passover week. We also know that Jesus is indeed the Passover Lamb. And so the ninth plague sets up for us very clearly the coming of the Passover Lamb, which we're going to get to in Exodus chapter 12. And Jesus, of course, as the fulfillment of this darkness that spread over the land prior to his giving up his life, no man took it, is very much very clearly connected to the events that are occurring here in Exodus chapters 10, 11, and 12. We know that the Exodus is really a picture of redemption from sin. It is the very picture of our redemption, that we at one time were enslaved to sin, and we have been freed by the power of God. In the ninth plague, that darkness, that which precedes the Passover, is very much the means by which, in the New Testament, we see how that is accomplished through the very work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we have the threat of the plague given to us in verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Yet one plague more I will bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterward, he will let you go from here. When he lets you go, he will drive you away completely. Speak now in the hearing of the people that they ask every man of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor for silver and gold jewelry." Now here they're going to plunder the Egyptians. It's going to be the means by which God provides for them as they go forward. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And so Moses communicates this information to the people. Verse 4, "Thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out in the midst of Egypt, and every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the slave girl who's behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle. There shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has never been, nor ever will be again." And again, here, God makes a distinction the Lord will make a distinction between Egypt and Israel. And all these your servants shall come down to me and bow down to me, saying, get out, you and all the people who follow you. And after that, I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in hot anger. And the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not listen to you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And so the threat comes, this very substantial, serious judgment of God is going to fall upon the firstborn in all the land. And we are given, at least in some sense, we're given the details of this initial plague, this initial in this initial chapter dealing very much with the Passover, leading to the 10th plague and the death of the firstborn. And so sandwiched between the actual events that occur in chapter at the end of chapter 12, sandwiched between the threat of the final plague and the events as they fulfilled themselves at the end of chapter 12, we have the instructions regarding the Passover. We'll look at that in the Tuesday edition. Well, I trust these times are helpful for you. I hope they are. If you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note. The way to contact me is there before you on the screen. And so until the Tuesday edition, when we look at Exodus chapter 12, a very important chapter in God's Word, may the Lord bless you today. May you strive to serve Him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless.